Good morning, John Moretta, WNIR News. Brought to you by Frank's Place, 549 West Market Street, across from the former Tangier. Saturdays, get their chef specials. Frank's Place, Akron's best neighborhood bar, serving great food for more than 33 years. City of Akron tried to make things very hard for Highland Tavern to renew their liquor license. They believe many of the police calls are due to calls connected to the Highland Square Bar. This week's city council meeting voted not to renew the liquor permit for the long-standing tavern, as the license is set for renewal in October. Now that objection has been mailed to the Ohio Department of Liquor Control for a final decision. Officials with the Akron Police Department believe that the past 2 years have resulted in dozens of calls that have something to do with the tavern. Many people are not blaming the adults at the tavern. They're blaming teens who try to get into the facility. Many of those teens are believed to be carrying guns, according to police. Funeral services for Rittman Police Sergeant Scott Reese occurred Friday afternoon, days after he was shot and killed in the line of duty. Reese's funeral at Northside Christian Church in Wadsworth yesterday. Reese was married to his wife for 29 years, and they had two daughters. The service concluded with a final radio call for Reese. The shooting this past Sunday also took the lives of 44-year-old Christy McWilliams and 13-year-old daughter McKinley McWilliams. Four members of law enforcement and a police canine were shot as well. Memorial services for Christy and McKinley McWilliams, both killed in that shooting on Sunday, will be held today. Visitation for mother and daughter, 4 to 7, at Rittman United Methodist Church, 211 North Metzger Street, with a memorial service to follow. A 44-year-old man dead in Smithfield shot on Friday. According to Wayne County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the 3700 block of Smithfield Western Road around 1:40 in the afternoon for a man shot. A suspect has been arrested. No other details are available. Cuyahoga Falls Mayor Don Walters announced that the professional fireworks display, originally scheduled for July the 3rd, as part of the city's America 250 celebration, rescheduled for Friday, August 7th, as part of the Falls Downtown Friday event series in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. For local news anytime, go to WNIR.com. WNIR weather, mostly cloudy this morning, some patchy fog possible. Possibility of some sunshine this afternoon with scattered showers. 84 for the high, clouds and 62 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and 86. Currently, it's 78 degrees at the Talk of Akron, WNIR.